Coach's Insight here on Care 93.7. It's the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Chance to talk to area coaches and get you set for those matchups here on Friday night. And we'll start with Atchison. Head coach Jim Smith is joining us. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix getting another win, 34-22 this past week on the road at Perry Lecompton. Atchison sitting with a 7-0 record. But, Coach, let's talk about that Perry game for a minute. They certainly came out, and they were ready to play, and it was a back-and-forth affair, but ultimately your team was able to go out there and get the win.
Yeah, we knew they were going to be a very good ball club. Going into the game, their record was, 2-4, but of those four losses, I believe the teams were 22-2 combined, and so they had a real nice ball club.
Yeah, they were just unfortunate with a couple of injuries, but yeah, just the schedule, the Big Seven's really, really good, but knew it'd be a tough out. What was the best thing you saw from your team in that win?
Well, the best thing really is the way we approached the game mentally. I really felt we kept our composure because, again, we would score and they come right back and score on us, and I was just real pleased with the way the kids kept their composure.
Jesse Greenlee had another nice night in the backfield, over 200 yards and three more touchdowns to his resume. But, we crowned him as one of our athletes of the week, and rightfully so. We had 9 touchdowns in that week prior in the game against Highland Park. But, you know, we've talked about him. And what about the offensive line, though? Again, that's been a key emphasis for your run game, and they've obviously played very well for you.
They have really stepped up. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were kind of trying to piece things together because we have added some wrinkles to our offense this year, and the line has really stepped up, responded, and just doing a fantastic job.
Now, last year, your team, an opportunity to grab another league championship. You've already at least got a share of the Meadowlark Conference title, but you can win it outright this week against KC Wyandotte. Let's talk about maybe the comparisons from where your team was last year at this point to how you're feeling about your team now at this point this year. You know, what strides or what kind of positives have there been with this team this year at this point in the year, maybe compared to last year at this point?
Oh, I think this year we're a much more disciplined ball club. We can beat you with the pass. We're throwing the ball so much better. But I think a lot of that has to do with the kids being a year older and a lot more confident.
Are distractions a thing that you have to worry about with this team, with the importance of this game, obviously, to win the conference outright and put yourself in the best position possible for the playoffs next week? Are distractions a thing, or is the team coming in with the right mindset this week?
I really feel good. I really feel good about our kids being focused, and they know what's at stake here. They want that league championship, but I just really feel they want to get better every week, too.
Atchison, just one of three teams remaining undefeated in Class 4A, along with Chanute. As one of those teams, forgetting the other one off the top of the head, but four teams, again, undefeated in Class 4A right now. Let's talk about this KC Wyandotte team real quick. And this is a team in your league, just 2 wins on the year and coming off a loss to Blue Valley Southwest a week ago. But what stands out about this Wyandotte team?
Oh, they're athletic as all get out. They have a couple big kids on the line. They're a physical ball club, and you know, you're just going to see they have a quarterback that can really throw the ball deep, and if he needs to, he can run. And defensively, they're going to get after you.
I said Chanute, Atchison, and also it was Wamego, the other undefeated team in Class 4A. Let's talk a few keys for this one. You want to win that conference outright with a win this week and obviously carry that momentum into the playoffs next week. Just what do you want to see in a few keys for another victory this week?
Well, I just want to keep building on what we've been doing. We've added a few things this weekend, and I think whenever you can add things every week, your team's going to get better.
Atchison head coach Jim Smith joining us. The Phoenix are 7-0, trying to wrap up a regular season undefeated and an outright Meadowlark Conference title this week, trying to repeat as a league champs. They'll be at KC Wyandotte on Friday to wrap up the regular season. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck not only this week, but we'll talk to you again one more time before the playoffs next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.